If you could look at this passage, he plays again with this balance between monkeys and man and angels. Without two species will generate common kind, which is not probable. Monkeys will never produce man. So he's saying monkeys will never evolve into man, because it would require that two very different species will become a common kind. I think this shows what we have been talking about, that he's not afraid to bring man into the discussion, and that he has still some tortured feelings about humans and human races. I think here he's coming back to insisting that all species, all races of men are in fact humans. If you look at the passage where he says, man in savage state may be called species, in domesticated race, he's making a point that he made even on the Beagle. There's something similar to what he has been concerned with on the Beagle, that the races are so far different that you would have thought they were species if we were talking about beetles. But they're not. He insists that they are one species. That's a fundamental view for him, and it fits his sort of religious political perspective. In his time, there were people who would want to argue for the races being separate species and therefore inferior to the white race. And that is seen, and that's part of the argument, the creationist argument, extreme creationist argument at the time, that God created these separately. And so one of Darwin, from his liberal background, you know, he's a child of great privilege, but also a child, a family that's very, very prominently liberal, and continues to be. He makes this distinction. And so we find him weaving his way through the question of human origins. We've got amazing things here. Humans are connected to primates, okay? Humans are all knitted together, and yet there are these important distinctions among the races. And how are they to be explained?